We began discussing yesterday some of the intricate details of Baal Tashchis, that a person is not allowed to waste. And there's much discussion on this. We touched upon it yesterday, and we continue to do so a little bit, a few moments that we have today. It says, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, Hatira b'ofen shel shatat chak, o refua, o letzorech precious v'chamuros l'shtamish, he says that in all of these situations, there's not an issue about tashkis, b'shas adchak, if for some extreme circumstance you need to take food and destroy it for some reason using your imagination or for the purposes of refuah, to be able to use food and to break it down and to possibly even destroy it, but it's for the purposes of healing. Or, as we mentioned before, for precious or chumras, which we mentioned for those who are meticulous, we mentioned toward the very end of yesterday, to not sell their chametz, which some people do not do so, that instead to have it all completely burned. It's not an issue of baal tashchis, because you would maybe think, well, maybe you should give it away, or you should sell it, you can have an after Pesach from the purchase back. No, a person does not have to do this if they wish to accept upon themselves such a stringency, and they have not violated any form of baal tashchis. Alfa pi, shen v'sadim nimosim achil, even though they make it disgusting or wasteful, it's not an issue. V'od, and furthermore, hatiru letzarech mitzvah u'min hag tov, im zed davar mu'at. If a person is performing a mitzvah, and by doing so causes food to be wasted or destroyed in some fashion that looks disgusting, it's no longer edible, nonetheless, it's not an issue. Or even if it's not necessarily a mitzvah, but it's a minhag tov, it's considered to be a worthwhile custom. And he gives a couple examples on the bottom. For example, kidechazinan, we find every week, in yain abdullah b'motzi shabbos, that when it comes to pouring the cup of wine, one pours it ad shenishvach ma'at, until some of it pours out. A little bit pours out. And the question is, isn't that baal tashchis? You're wasting. And of course, it's for the sake of bracha, the person should have a blessing for the week. Umchavin haner b'yayin la'achar abdullah. And you can't even say that the wine which spills, maybe you'll put it back, because as is the minhag, person takes the abdullah candle and they stick it into that wine, and all the wax and the fire which was burned through this wine, it's obviously not something which a person is going to drink. It's not an issue about tashchis at all. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham says, the lake of Bakach mishum bizoy ochlin, the chen b'leil seder, b'amiris hamakos sheshoivchen mat yayin. The fact that a person pours out a little bit of wine or grape juice from their goblet, from their coast, on the Seder night in order to connect to the Makos, to the various 10 plagues, that's not an issue of baal tashchis, because it has symbolism. V'lo'avecha tismach, not to rejoice where an enemy falls. And therefore, for that reason, even though it may not necessarily be a mitzvah, but if it's a minhag tov, then a person who does so and even loses or destroys some food or drink, that's not baal tashchis. Furthermore, says the Piskei Tshuvos, that we find Metzina b'poskim shesamchul pa'amim al hatam hasheni harashi, that many times they find the leniency based on the words of Rashi that tells us why, one of the two reasons of the issue of baal tashchis, and the reason why Rashi, which was cited in the Gemara in Tainus, was shatorah chasa al mimonin shel Yisrael, that Hashem and the Torah, yeah, shows compassion, is concerned about the literally the money, the possessions, the values, the valuables of the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, for that reason, we said, Rashi said, that a person should not waste food, because Hashem does not want us to waste anything. Hashem wishes that we should be able to keep everything and to show value in everything that we have. However, we can turn that reason around. That tiru lehavsid olchen kishesh hevsid mamon in its starach l'shamru m'maychu b'nei adam. We said that there's an issue of feeding your animals food which is machal adam, food which is fit for human consumption. But it says it's possible that in some scenarios, the food which you have to obtain for an animal sometimes could even be more costly, more expensive. And if that would be the case, then it's not an issue. There's not an issue that you'd be allowed to feed this to your animals, because the whole issue about tashchis is because Hashem doesn't want you to lose money. Hashem doesn't want you to waste things. So therefore, by feeding your animal, you're not losing money. You're saving money by not having to perhaps purchase something which is more expensive, certain foods for animals which are more costly. And this is something which we talked about a week or so ago, that there's an issue of feeding, especially from your table, as we discussed when it came to Rivka, giving water to the camels, and also to Eliezer, that she first fed, she gave water to Eliezer, but then she dumped out the water and got new water because she didn't feel it was fit for that water which Eliezer drank and made a bracha on, that camels should drink from it there afterwards. Therefore, she filled up another cup. However, in Halacha states, based on what we just said, that it's really not an issue if you have leftovers, because if you have leftovers, which is basically going to be garbage and thrown away anyway, for the fact that you feed it to your animals, that's not an issue about tashkas anymore. Because as we said, the whole issue about tashkas is you're going to be losing money, you're going to be losing something of value. But in this situation, you would be losing if you did not feed your animals those scraps of food, those leftovers, and therefore many say it's not an issue. Now, talking about batashkas, is this one of the reasons why we have to have clean plates? And maybe to the extent, as we often have heard that throughout childhood, that we have to make sure that we eat every single thing on our plate. And maybe it means we have to even lick the bowl clean. Even a drop is batashkas, because maybe you could have eaten this little amount. So that's not the case. But don't you should know, Shemetzinu b'poskim, when it comes to food and when it comes to drink, it has to be, Baal Tashkis is only when you leave a significant amount, which is translated with regard to food as a kazayas, and when it comes to a drink, leaving a revius of a liquid. And therefore he says, if a person finishes their meal, or finishes eating and drinking, and there happens to be something left in their cup, perhaps something left on their table or plate, but it's machu pachas mekazayas, or mashke pachas merevius, in isel hashlicha, it's not an issue whatsoever to leave the small amounts behind. Furthermore, he makes another distinction of when a person does and doesn't violate Baal Tashkis, the difference between Kumvase and Shevaltas. What is this? So when it comes to Kumvase means you go out of your way to do something. And that's when there's a prohibition of Baal Tashkis, that you biodayim, take something and throw it away. That's when there's a prohibition of Baal Tashkis. However, there's no Isser, Leka Isser B'Shev Al Tasa, that if you would just, as he describes, leave something and for it to get destroyed or for it to rot by itself, then you have not violated Baal Tashkis whatsoever. See, one last halacha. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, which we did not read, but nonetheless in that lengthy Mishnah Berurah, which we saw some of, one of the criterions of what a person must do to fulfill this category of Baal Tashkis and not violate it is Kisharoen Ochlin Menachem Al Aretz Asu Leiluch Lanicham El Tzarech Lagbihem. Mishnah Berurah says if you see food lying on the ground, you're not allowed to just walk on by, but rather you actually have to, using the language of the Mishnah Berurah, you have to pick it up. Obviously, it means you have to not allow just to sit there, you have to pick it up. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that it's lav dafki, you have to pick it up, but at the very least, you should push it over to the side in a place, she'en ragli b'nei adam d'resis sham, where people are not going to trample upon this food. However, the Piskei Tshuvos clarifies this, as he often does, that this whole time that a person needs to pick up this food is only, the chiyuv is only, is davka kishiro adayin lachila. That if you see that food is still fit to be consumed, it's still something which can be eaten, that's when a person must pick it up. Interesting that it's brought down, what's the reason for that? What's the difference if it's fit to be eaten or not fit to be eaten? Because if you find on the ground food which is not fit to be eaten, it's not roi l'achila, then it no longer is there a prohibition of Baal Tashkis. Because Baal Tashkis means you should not destroy it. You should make sure that something which is edible should not be wasted. This is already wasted by someone else, so maybe the first person who threw it there violated it, but you yourself did not. And on this, Rav El Yashav says as follows, Bizmanenu, nowadays, Kishimotzin machal mushlich barachoy. If you're walking down the street and you find food, in otto benaylin, and it's not wrapped up. In other words, it's just exposed to all the elements. Ein chiyuv l'harimo. A person has no obligation to pick it up. Ki ein derech b'nei adam l'echol ma'achol b'rechol v'shal ir. Because nowadays, for whatever reason, we do not have a person will generally not pick up food which is unwrapped. And therefore, any food, even if it looks good, it's on the street, it's already considered something which is no longer fit for achil. However, it's brought down. There's a distinction with regard to bread. That even though the bread, says the Piskei Tshuvos, is not royal achil, it's not fit to be eaten, and also it's a small amount, it's less than the shear's kazayas, even though you do not technically have to pick it up, me'ikar adin, nonetheless, he advises, nachon, it's proper that you should pick it up, in order that, or to move it so that people don't step upon it, mishum shekashal anis, because otherwise it's bad that you could become poor. What does that mean? Why will you become poor? What is this word, kashal anis? Just because you don't pick up this piece of bread or move it to the side, all of a sudden you're going to get a curse that you're going to become poor. And this is something which he brings down as well when it comes to breadcrumbs that technically it's so insignificant on your table, you should still not throw away because kashal anis. So it doesn't mean that it's some magical punishment. Generally, that's not how it works. But the idea is that if a person does not appreciate every single thing that they have, they could very easily squander all the gifts that they have, and then they turn around, and unfortunately they're in tremendous debt, and unfortunately they become ani, they become impoverished. And therefore, a person who sees breadcrumbs, a person sees the smallest amount, and gravitates toward it and says, you know, this is important, this is something which I need to appreciate, then a person will be less likely to reach unfortunate poverty.